Sally called, but she got the word. She said, I suppose you've heard about Addis. Well, I rushed to the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes. The big limousine rolled up into Addis's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Together, two kids in the park, carved our initials deep in the bark. Me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high. And just for a moment, I caught her eye as the big limousine went slowly out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Alice. Sally called back and asked how I felt, and she said, I know how to help get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting 24 years. And the big limousine disappeared. I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't.